Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie bringing us back, little Stevie.
And I saw
Stevie Nicks, one of the great songwriters of our time, one of the great voices. A member of one of the great bands of our time, Fleetwood Mac. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, one of our favorite people on the planet. She's the original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And don't forget to check out her website, taxmama.com. It's outstanding. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. The fiscal cliff, we talked about that in the previous hour with one of our experts. It's looking very, very much like we're going over the fiscal cliff, which means that the Bush tax cuts will be no more, which means that we got a lot of other issues going on. The payroll tax, 2% abatement will return. What else? What are some of the other things? Tell us what the implications are for next year.
Well, there are some things that are going to happen regardless of whether Congress acts or not. And the list of things that are going to happen if Congress doesn't act, I've got spelled out on the Equifax blog. If you go to blog.equifax.com and just click on the tax tab, you'll see all the things that will happen if Congress does nothing. But in this week's Market Watch article, I outline some of the things that we need to watch out for. And these are things that are going to happen regardless. And one of the things you mentioned is we lose that 2% mm-hmm. that we have on the payroll, but people earning $250,000, married people earning $250,000 or single people earning $200,000 or more are going to get an extra Social Security tax. So a Medicare tax, it's a 0.9%.
Now, and that has nothing to do with the president's proposal for $200,000 and $250,000.
Right. This is baked into the
cliff, isn't it?
Yeah. This is going to happen regardless. These are things that were written into law that's coming into play now, rather than things that are about to expire.
Why are they going to get an extra Social Security tax? Is that a surtax?
It's a Medicare surtax for rich people. Which amuses me because,
yeah.
You know, here they are talking about the fact that they want to delay your ability to collect Medicare
right.
for 2 years,
right.
but they're going to charge you extra.
Mm-hmm.
So in
addition, well, and here's what's laughable,
by the way,
too.
Jim, this is going to apply not just to people's wages. Self-employed people, if their profits are more than $200 or $250, are going to be paying this as well.
Yeah, on the profits, now which typically undistributed profits would not be earned income.
Well, these are profits on Schedule C. If they
okay.
have if they have passive income, like from an S corporation
yeah.
or partnership, they're going to pay it on that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, they're not going to pay it on that. What they're going to pay on that is 3.8% on that passive income. There's that 3.8%
unbelievable
net income. Net investment income tax, which goes to Medicare. So Medicare
sounding a lot like Sweden.
This tax structure.
Everywhere you turn, there's a tax.
You know what? We need to generate money. There's no question.
Well, we need to stop spending, Eva. We don't have a revenue problem in America. We got a spending problem.
We definitely have a spending problem. But there have been people interviewed asked, "What would you want the government to stop spending money on?" And they can't define what they want the government to stop spending. But the problem, I think, really is that the government isn't spending on the wrong things. They're spending too much on fraud.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much fraud going on that is not cleaned out of the system.
Right.
If they could clean out the fraud, then we wouldn't have a problem at all.
Right. They've now commandeered one sixth of the economy under Obamacare, and they can't even manage the current programs, big programs that they have, and so now we're giving them one sixth of the economy for them to mismanage.
Well, you know what part of that's going to be better for us in the long run, and remember when
I'm anxious to hear what that is.
When he came into office originally, he said it's going to take at least 10 years to fix the economy. So you've got to
remember
that.
Holy mackerel!
Okay. Hey, Bush left it really badly.
Yeah.
So one of the things about the Obamacare is we are spending, our government, our taxpayers are spending a fortune for people who do not have insurance, who walk into
emergency rooms. Obamacare is not going to fix that, Eva.
Let me finish.
We're gonna, we don't have, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. We are out of time. I mean, I'm serious. We are. You and I need to have another debate about Obamacare another time. Not in the last 30 seconds, because I disagree with you on that one. But you know how much I love you, Eva.
You too, and I love you. It's okay to disagree.
And I defend to the death your right to be wrong. Thanks, Eva. I'll see you next time. Eva
and
Rosenberg,
have a
ladies and gentlemen.
Day.
TheTaxMama.com. TaxMama.com is their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you, when you get a chance to sit it out or dance, go ahead and dance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.